Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Sydney, the weather has been up and down this week. What do you make of this?
I know. We had snow. It looks like maybe there's some rain in the forecast this weekend.
And it's, more snow.
I don't know if it feels like December yet, Jamie.
Temperatures are up and down for sure. But, of course, we got the holiday get-togethers happening, of course.
Exactly. And I know, you know, this last month of the year can involve so many get-togethers with friends and family as we get together to celebrate the holidays. So this week's recipe is a nutritious twist on a classic party favorite. It's called Lightened Up Spinach Dip.
Oh, I like the sounds of this one. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so spinach dip is such a classic party favorite, and one of the main components is obviously spinach, which is a great source of iron, vitamin C, folate, and vitamin K. But traditional spinach dip is usually made with a mayonnaise base, which, while delicious, sometimes it can feel a bit too rich when we want some space to enjoy those other holiday favorites as well. So this recipe uses a few tricks to pump up the nutrition, lighten up the texture while still maintaining that delicious spinach dip flavor that we love. So to make this recipe, all you have to do is combine all the ingredients in a large bowl. So you're going to combine a package of frozen chopped spinach, half a cup of canned water chestnuts, a quarter cup of finely diced onion, some chopped red bell pepper, a clove of minced garlic, a cup of cottage cheese, a cup of plain Greek yogurt, and then seasonings, which include dried basil, some mustard powder, and garlic powder. Stir all of that together and then set it aside to chill in your fridge for a few hours. And when you're ready to serve your dip, you can either hollow out a loaf of pumpernickel bread and pour your dip into the center, or you can serve it in your favorite bowl along with some cubed pumpernickel bread and other crackers and veggies for dipping.
I love the sounds of this one, lightened up spinach dip. But as you mentioned, Sydney, sometimes dips, they tend to taste very heavy, if you will. So I like what's going into this particular dip.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think around the holidays, dips are something that we see a lot because it's easy for snacking. They're universally, pretty accepted by most people. And using something like plain Greek yogurt is a really, really great way to still get that creamy texture, but again, to lighten it up a little bit.
And what do you recommend for dipping?
Oh, you know what? I love a good veggie stick, carrots, cucumbers, bell peppers, things like that. Crackers are also great. If you're looking for a higher fiber cracker, I typically tell clients to look for crackers with around 3 to 4 grams of fiber for serving.
Sounds good. It is lightened up spinach dip, and you got to try it for your holiday get-together. Sounds great. We'll have it, of course, the recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, I've got to ask you about last weekend. We didn't get a chance to chat about it, but I understand you took in some curling last weekend?
I did, Jamie. I spent an entire day at a Learn to Curl event in Brantford. It was so much fun. I have so much respect for everyone who has ever tried curling or does curl. It is so hard, but I managed to throw a few rocks, and I think I did pretty okay. So I think, I'll definitely be trying it again in the future.
Yeah, curling is so much fun. But Sydney, how are you sort of the next day? Because certainly if you've never curled before or curling for the first time, you are using muscles you didn't know you had or never used before.
I'm going to be honest.
So did you hear sweep and hurry hard? Are those the current expressions?
I did. I think I was dreaming about those words for quite a few days afterwards.
lots of fun. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. And I guess, Sydney, we should remind folks about the deal alert that is happening now with regards to PC Optimum points.
Yes, you still have a few days to take advantage of our most recent 50% back in PC Optimum Points offer on all of our individual nutrition services. It's still on until December 7th. So if you're interested in reaching out about nutrition counseling and taking advantage of that offer, the information is on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
And of course, we'll share links and details with our socials. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, what's on for this weekend? Bobsledding?
You know what? I think I'm going to take a break. break from the winter sports for a little bit to let my body recoup. I have some Christmas dinners with friends that are scheduled, so really looking forward to enjoying some great food.
And when you're passing the plates or passing the dishes, you know, don't send them right down the table like you're curling or anything like that.
Exactly.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope everyone has a great weekend.